Off the Record with Michael Landsberg, brought to you by the Keg Steakhouse and Bar. For great steaks, good friends. See you tonight.
Malkin to the goal. Scores!
Oh, baby, please come back to me. I'm feeling so blue.
Stamkos scores!
Come back to me.
Aw, sad times for hockey fans, unless, of course, you're a season ticket holder in the Russian League. Then you get a chance to watch a bunch of guys who don't want to be there trying not to get hurt but threatening to stay. Great to welcome these guys to the show. Chris Nyland, been a while. You have done so much for anti-bullying. You got this great documentary out. Good to see you.
Great to be
here. So you don't have to say anything. Again. Just kiss your butt. Again. Jimmy Thompson, speaking about again, what number would this be for you?
I have no idea.
You know what? Not enough, no matter what. And I'm going to call you on that. I think you know off the top of your head. Great to welcome Jeff Hutchison to the show. 40 years for Canada AM.
That's
I
right.
should wish you a mazel tov on that.
22.
For you.
Yeah.
But for 40 for Canada
yeah,
AM.
Yeah, that's right.
But we'll look back at some of the moments later on. And Steve Buffery, Toronto Sun columnist. Great to welcome one of our favorites back.
28 years at the Sun.
Really?
I throw that in there.
So I thought for a moment it was just a couple of kids in the playground maybe chirping each other, but it turned out to be Fear and Bettman and the two sides. I have no idea what side you should take because nobody's really made a statement lately. Bottom line is, could you pick a side?
Yeah, I pick the players. I look at how much they gave up last time, given into the salary cap, given into the fact that, we'll all try help grow this league. And they grew the league to a $3.8 billion industry, $3.5 billion, whatever it is. And now the league is coming back after they made some mistakes, put some teams into cities they shouldn't have, and they want the players to pay for this. They don't want to honor contracts.
I'm going to say this. I'm 50-50, Chris, and I look
at... Come on, get off the fence.
No, I'm going to be on the fence, but I look at this as a business owner. You open your doors and lose $15 million. Why even open them? And I know the players have come, but until the league is healthy and these owners can...
Yeah, that whole billion-dollar thing, that's all fine, $3.8 billion, but there's so many teams hurting in that league. I think that's a sort of... I'm not happy because I think if the owners come to the players at 50-50, it's different economic times now than it was before. At least come back with a real counteroffer.
Hey, you do experiments with rats, not with putting teams in... warm weather climates. You should put them up in Canada
where
they belong.
That's fine, Chris. But
now they want the players to pay.
You know what? The players are
50-50, I can see. But
that's what my whole point is.
They're just draining the players again.
Players. I know you guys were players, but come on.
They started these negotiations off in bad faith with a threat. If you guys don't have a deal for us, see you later.
That's true, Chris. But when they come back 50-50, shouldn't you at least sit down, come back with a counteroffer?
Let me quote Jeff Hutchison on that, which was this, right? I'm trying to say something.
Let me get some paper.
Yeah, let me pull it straight.
There we go. Thank you very much, Chris Nyland. I'm going to tell you this. He who has the gold makes the rules, generally. That's not the case here. But, you just said, Michael, that no one's made a statement. I think the NHL made a huge statement today when the players said, when they said no to no more negotiations unless they come with a new offer. Because that's not a message. If that's not a message to the players whom they want to see lose paycheck after paycheck, because their whole plan is for that to happen and then for the union to crack. And so they don't, and the owners don't feel they got a great deal last time. Bettman is under a lot of pressure from a lot of these owners. I mean, all but eight of the NHL owners, I believe now, came in under the Bettman era. They didn't like the deal the last time, and he's not going to fail this time. So we can sit here and keep going till November or December or January.
He didn't think he failed last time, though. Here's the thing about these agreements, right? You can look at it and say, oh, man, the owners kicked the players' butts. And then all of a sudden you look back and you say the players had the far better deal. What about the owner of the Brooklyn Islanders? What do you think? Charles Wong has announced that they'll be moving to Brooklyn after the 14-15 season. Got to change the name, first of all. Do you like this?
Well, there'll be a problem there, too, because they only got 14,000 seats. So then there'll be wine, and someone will have to pay for that down the road.
Yeah, but brand-new arena, too. I mean, the Nassau
but the NHL does that all the time. They figure if you build a new arena, suddenly it's a viable franchise. I think it's a shell game. They keep going over and over the NHL. And I don't think Brooklyn is a hockey market.
Well, Gary Bettman shows up at this press conference today, and I can only think that, too, is supposed to be another message to the players saying, hey, look, we're making a better situation out of the New York Islanders. This is going to be a huge revenue generator. You know, by the time it's a small arena, but we'll have the amenities, we'll have the boxes. Hey, we're trying to generate revenue for you guys. I can't for the life of me figure out why else Gary Bettman would go today to this, and why even have this announcement today?
I suppose when they put a team in Mexico City, they'll expect the players to pay for it, too.
But Charles Wang is one of these owners losing his shirt at Nassau Coliseum, which people don't want to go buy a ticket, watch this product, right?
I think he's still paying Alexi Yashin. Well, I could be wrong.
It's so funny, in the CFL, they work for the Alouettes, smaller stadium.
Chris Nyland,
absolutely.
You have done a tour of Canada, right? Seven-city tour. You've gone through five cities already. Number six to write in Toronto with your documentary. And also, you're doing a Q&A afterwards?
Yeah, Q&A in every city. The movie's a great film. Incredible people behind it. Alex Gibney, Oscar-winning director. It was a pleasure to do. It was a lot of fun. And I think so far the film's been a success.
It is. Last Gladiators, you can see it tonight in Toronto and hear from this guy tomorrow in Ottawa. And then it opens in theaters across Canada on Friday. Let's all go together, okay?
Right there.
All right, we'll do that.